So what did you notice in that last exercise? How did you know when you'd established rapport with someone? In the main, there are four indicators of rapport. The first is that you'll get a feeling inside of you. Some people describe it as butterflies or a mild excitement or even an anticipation, somewhere around the middle part of the body. Then in the other person, you'll notice a colour shift, a shift from light to dark that goes from the neck upwards. So the person almost blushes or their colour comes up. Then some people may actually say something to you. They might say, "I can't believe that we've only just met," or "I'm sure I've met you before," or "I think I know you from somewhere," or "you really remind me of blah, blah, blah." That's their conscious mind attempting to make up rational reasons for the feelings of rapport that they have with you. Their conscious mind is used to it taking a long time to establish those kind of feelings with someone. And using what you know, you can enable someone to have those feelings very, very quickly. Their conscious mind gets a bit confused and attempts to explain that. Then finally, there's leading. Now in rapport, we talk about pacing, 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 and leading, which means you build rapport, you build rapport, you match in mirror physiology, match in mirror physiology. When you've got that the rapport is established, you can then work upon leading the other person. What that means is that you subtly move your physiology and notice if the other person, a few seconds later, moves to keep the rapport with you. Once you've done that, that means you actually led the person. Leading is the ultimate measure of the level of rapport that you've established. We'll be talking more about leading on a later CD when we talk about eliciting states in people and anchoring.